Programming is supported by Topline Construction Firm, your local women-owned roofing contractor based out of Shoreview, Minnesota. Roof replacement, both retail and insurance work. More information at toplineconstructionfirm.com.
We're beginning with a conservative view on yesterday's special election in Georgia. It's the seat that Congressman Tom Price gave up to become President Trump's Health and Human Services Secretary. And National Review columnist John Fun says it may mean trouble for Republicans. Mr. Fun joins us from Las Vegas, Nevada. John, welcome. It's good to have you on the show.
Pleasure. Thank you.
In your National Review column, you said special elections can be quite local. Now you see that it looks like this is headed to a runoff. Are you as concerned as you were?
Well, it is a Republican seat. The Democrats did well. The question is, what is the turnout in the runoff? Traditionally, in special elections in the states that have runoffs, turnout goes down. There was an enormous amount of enthusiasm for John Ossoff, the Democratic candidate. He raised over $10 million. He united the Democratic Party behind him. Mm-hmm. His slogan was, make Trump furious. And he did very well. Can he maintain that momentum 2 months from now when there's finally the runoff? I don't know.
There's going to be a lot of outside money, and there's the possibility of some backlash because of all of that outside involvement. And I should say on both sides. What do you think about when you factor that in?
Most people who vote don't really care. They recognize that money comes in and it's self-interested money. They recognize it comes in for both parties. I think what really drove this race was the rage against Trump on the left and the fact that the Republicans in this district, it's a very Republican district, are not the kind of Republicans who like Trump. They're highly educated. I think this district is the eighth most highly educated district in the country. Mitt Romney carried this district by 23 points. Donald Trump carried it by 2 points. Those two factors explain why this was a close race. But even so, the Republicans are likely to prevail in the runoff simply because it's such a Republican seat.
Did you wince a little, though, when you saw that President Trump was staying up late and watching the results and tweeting that he had some involvement in, you know, the fact that Ossoff did not end up over the 50% mark and would not need a runoff?
Well, Donald Trump lives in his own world at times, so he can make that argument. What you could also make the argument that the fact that his policies have created such discontent meant that John Ossoff did better than this district than Hillary Clinton did by one percentage point. But it was a strong showing for a Democrat in a special election.
You know, I was listening to Mara Liasson yesterday, and she was saying she calls this a ham sandwich kind of special election. No offense to Mr. Ossoff, but basically, as you note, Democrats are so excited and so united that really any candidate could have elicited this kind of enthusiasm. Do you think that's right? And how does that play when we get to a one-on-one election for June?
Well, the problem that John Ossoff has is, yes, he is a ham sandwich, and he's not exactly a good fit for the district. He's 30 years old, which is a little young. He looks younger, and he's from the Bernie Sanders wing of the Democratic Party. When Rahm Emanuel took back the House for Nancy Pelosi in 2006, he was very careful to run candidates who were calibrated and fit their districts. Mm-hmm. John Ossoff is really very liberal. And running a Bernie Sanders candidate in a runoff where all the focus will be on him versus the Republican rather than on Trump, because I think the race will become more localized in the runoff, that may be a little dangerous. I think the Democrats in the end might have wished that they had found a more centrist ham sandwich rather than a more left-wing ham sandwich to run.
If you've just tuned in, John Fund is with us, and we're talking with him. He's a columnist for the National Review. We're talking with him about his concerns leading into yesterday's special election in a suburb around Atlanta. What we now know is that the Democratic candidate did not get 50%, and so now there will be a runoff election in late June. But John Fund's concerns about what this may say about where Republicans are and how energized and activated Democrats are. I thought, John, we could listen to an Ossoff ad. He had a lot of money, so he ran television commercials, and one of them was called Accountable, and he actually gets a dig in to President Trump. So listen.
I'm John Ossoff, and I'll work with anyone to do what's right for our country and Georgia. We need to attract more high-tech and research jobs to the area. Cutting wasteful spending, It's not a partisan issue.
And we can find common ground to fix Obamacare while keeping what works. Repealing it makes no sense.
But when President Trump embarrasses our country or acts recklessly, I'll hold him accountable. That's why I approve this message.
Okay, first on what he said about Obamacare. Is that the kind of message that will play in a district like this one in Georgia?
I think that is an ad that tries to showcase John Ossoff's centrist appeal. The problem is that his record didn't quite match that. So the Republicans were able to spend a lot of money in attack ads pointing out how liberal John Ossoff had been when he wasn't running those commercials. Having said that, clearly the anti-Trump sentiment in the district, or the skeptical Trump sentiment in the district if you're a Republican, helped him do very well. I just don't think it will serve him quite as well in a runoff where the turnout numbers are going to be different.
And just a note here, it's interesting the phrase that he uses in that ad about Trump when he embarrasses the country. I mean, there will be a number of voters in that district that can relate to that, and not just in that district, right?
The district is full of professional people, highly educated, high income. These are people who prize civility. They prize decorum. Donald Trump is many things, but he's not been known for minding his P's and Q's and following the Amy Vanderbilt, you know, manners guide.
How do you account, John Fund, with the fact that Republicans have the majority in Congress and are running the White House and have not really got a legislative accomplishment or agenda to come take back into their districts as they're doing now to say to voters, look what we've gotten done? What do you account for that?
Two things. One is the Trump White House staff has been very slow to figure out, you know, what to do. Tax reform, for example, is very complicated. Most of these people who are doing tax reform have never served in government, and it shows. And secondly, the Republican Party is not monolithic. It includes everyone from moderates in districts that Hillary Clinton carried, there are about 25 of those, to, you know, dyed-in-the-wool conservatives from districts that Donald Trump won 3-1. So just because you have narrow majorities, and they're relatively narrow majorities in Congress, doesn't mean you can accomplish everything. Even Democrats who had huge majorities in Congress barely passed Obamacare in 2010.
But that's not an argument. I mean, that's probably the facts, right? But that's not the argument that voters who were eager for a Republican agenda want to hear, is it?
No. In fact, the danger is not so much that they'll go too far, but that they'll go too little in having changed Washington. Because the people who elected Donald Trump and kept the Republican majorities in Congress, those are people who expected them to be things to be done. And if the Republicans come up empty-handed, they're going to have a very hard time explaining to voters why they should turn out again in 2018 and ratify what they did in 2016 with very little result. The Republican Party has to accomplish something in Congress in the next 6 months. Otherwise, it's going to be in peril.
So you think they have another 6 months to really show what they can do?
Well, anytime you get to a year that's labeled with an even number, that's an election year. And election years are all about political posturing. They're not about legislating. So if you don't get something done in the odd-numbered year, don't expect to get something done in the even-numbered year.
And can I ask if you agree with some of the wisdom that says, well, if they can't get some reform on Obamacare passed, they really can't move on to do infrastructure and tax reform and the rest of the things on the agenda. Is that true in your view?
No. I think, it will only heighten the need to do something on tax reform, even if it's just the corporate side and repatriation of assets that are located overseas or infrastructure. If you fail on changing Obamacare or you only change it around the margins, they'll find something else to work on because they realize that these special elections show there's real public pressure on them, public pressure from people who are against Trump and public pressure on people who were for Trump but also are becoming disillusioned and may not turn out to vote in 2018.
I read one of your columns, and I think you used the phrase, excuses will no longer suffice. Are we getting to a point where, you know, whatever members of Congress are saying to their voters are starting to sound like excuses and they won't suffice?
That's why they have about 6 more months. The first 2 or 3 months have been rocky and a little shaky. They have about 6 months to get their act together. But you know what Samuel Johnson, the writer, once said? He said, nothing concentrates anyone so much as the prospect of their own hanging. And if the Republicans believe they're about to hang in 2018, they'll scramble to get something done, I think.
Thank you. Thanks for making time for us while you're on business travel out in Nevada. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
John Fund is a columnist for National Review and giving us his conservative view on what happened in that election in that district in Georgia.